It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right, we've got a new pastor who's going to be answering our question for this morning, or shall I say this afternoon. We do have Mfundisi Mabenge. He was talking to us yesterday on Chew on That, and he's back on Ask a Pastor. And so he's going to be answering our question for today. And our question for today is, does God change his mind? Everybody knows that the God that we serve is a God that was, that is, and will is to come, right? We're told that this is the God that was the same then, the same today, and he will be the same tomorrow. But our question is very simple, very straightforward. Does God change his mind? Joining me now is the good pastor, Klaus Nimbamenga, who's going to be giving us some perspective. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question today.
Hi, how am I, Pastor? I'm very shocked that you called me today, but
I was also shocked, Mfundisi, because I saw in my script that you are the one who's going to be answering our question for today. Did they not tell you that you're going to be answering our question today?
No, I didn't. I wasn't told anything.
Okay.
But I guess we can go into it, yeah.
Okay. It feels like an ambush now. If a producer didn't tell you, I feel like I'm going to be ambushing you if I ask you this question without you being prepared for it. Shall we postpone it perhaps? Is it okay?
No, I think it's fine. I think we can continue now.
Okay, Mfundisi. So our question for today, Mfundisi, is, does God change his mind?
In the context of what is revealed in the Bible, it sounds as though that when the Israelites were disobeying and they wanted to revolt against God, God says that he's going to destroy them. And then it looks as though it is Moses that is actually pleading on behalf of the Israelites, that God should actually change his mind so that they are not destroyed. And all I do know that I can give as a definite is that in the pen of inspiration, it says that there is 1,000 more ways which God has that he can utilize towards achieving the same goal for his people.
Okay.
And because of that, I wouldn't look at it as a God that is changing his mind, but I would look at it as a God that is persuaded towards using any of the avenues that are in front of him.
Right.
Yeah. Therefore, I feel that even in cases where we see a man of God that was pleading and pleading for righteousness,
right,
and God
right.
says, I will add an extra 15 years
right,
to your life.
Right.
It is as though there is something that is being changed, but I feel that it is God saying that I have different avenues by which I can do
right.
and effect the very same will.
I like that. And I totally agree with you, because I've got so many things that are floating on my mind that support that very thought. But then again, there are these two verses that bother me that perhaps you can help us understand. The verse found in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord and I change not. What exactly does that mean? Because I totally agree with you. We've seen God changing his mind oh so many times in scripture. But then again, Malachi there, God seems to be saying something slightly different in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. I am the Lord and I change not.
I think what is being expressed there is that on principle, God is not going to change on the issues that he stands on the fact that he's a God of love, on the fact that he's a God that is patient, that is long-suffering. All of those issues will never change. God will remain the same. It means that if today somebody says that God has come through and he says that people must go into rape, we can all say that that can never come from God, because we know on principle he can never support anything that is towards the detriment of humanity.
Right.
And I think when it speaks about a God that doesn't change, it speaks about exactly that,
right,
that on principle God remains at the same hell.
Lovely, lovely. Brilliant. Thank you very much for this.
The master principle is that we are worshiping a God that is gracious, and also we are worshiping a God of glory.
Yeah.
And because God is a God of glory,
right,
in him glorified, the end beneficiaries become the humans that participate in the glorification of God. And that is what we need to do to glorify God, even when we do not understand what is going on, because we know that He makes all things to work together for our good. All we will be the beneficiaries.
Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Our date still stands for tomorrow for Chew on That at 1:30, right?
I'm sending a doctor's note.
Not to us, Mfundisi, to wherever you're supposed to be elsewhere, but to us tomorrow. We have a date tomorrow, Mfundisi. Please, Mfundisi.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All right, Ngozi Mfundisi. All right, that is Mfundisi Uthandi Mabenge. He's answering a question for today. Well, pleasantly surprised. As it turns out, he too was surprised. He was not notified by a producer, which is fine. It turns out he had the answer anyway for us. Let's synchronize our watches. My time is 22 minutes before 1.